Today we are at RNIB Scotland's headquarters at Hillside Crescent in Edinburgh. The visit today from Robert Aldridge, who is the city's Lord Provost. Robert, thank you for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here.
So what do you think of the building so far? It's still very shiny new.
The offices are wonderful, actually, and also very near the city centre on good transport hubs. So I hope it's great for people being able to access the wonderful services that both the staff and the number of volunteers you have are providing.
And you've had a tour around so far. Any standout parts for you?
Well, I was particularly bad at a game of, what was it called again?
Showdown.
Yes, I was absolutely awful at that. But I saw some wonderful work being done in the craft team and spoke to a wonderful volunteer who helps people with tech problems. And I was just sorry I didn't bring my phone in.
A bit of a technophobe.
Absolutely.
Well, there are Showdown classes, so you can always come along for a visit and get yourself better, you know.
Be careful for what you wish for.
And you also, for volunteering, you know, for many charities, volunteers are the lifeblood of what they do. And RNIB Scotland, we do have a lot of volunteers as well. Again, you know, really important, and you got to meet some of them as well.
In Edinburgh, we're really lucky that we have so many people who are prepared to give time regularly to make a real difference to people's lives. You know, I heard a statistic that out of our population of 550,000, 150,000 people are regular volunteers, and everybody's got a different skill that they can offer, but every single one makes a huge difference to people.
That's a phenomenal figure, isn't it?
Absolutely. And every time I speak to volunteers, they're always very modest about what they achieve, but they make a huge impact on people's lives. And I'd just like to say thank you to everybody who's doing such a great job.
We're going to chat with Daryl in just a moment, who has just won a national award for his volunteering, another feather in the cap for the city as well.
Well, I think it's more of a feather in the cap for Daryl and the great work he's been doing. So.
Daryl, you picked up a national award. That must have been pretty exciting.
Absolutely delighted for it, to be fair, Hein. Also, all the work I've done for RNIB, I love also volunteering. I'm very privileged to also get the award from RNIB, and plus also the Lord Provost. Just going up on the stage getting the award is brilliant.
An inspirational young volunteer, so well done and congratulations on that. Have you been with RNIB Scotland for a while?
Alan, I've been here 10 years now. 10 years at RNIB. On and off, volunteering, work here. So yeah, on and off, mate.
So you've been involved in different parts. What have you enjoyed the most about volunteering?
I enjoy all the stuff, obviously going out, meeting the community, doing awareness sessions, just trying to get more people out in Scotland, all over Scotland, a wee bit of insight about visual impairments. And I'll say, I've been in the office, recently doing the shop now, absolutely love doing the RNIB shop.
Yeah, they've got the shop here at the HQ in Edinburgh. So what's so good about being in there? Why do you enjoy that most?
Yeah, just being in there, it's good to also see people come in. I think my expertise is obviously customer service. Yeah, I love working with customers. So for me, having a visual impairment, it's good for me to be in the shop and also give some good advice. And also, you're working alongside Daniel as well. Great guy. Yeah.
Got to give him a mention too.
Even though he doesn't deserve it, but yeah.
What would you say? You've obviously got a lot of volunteering hours under your belt now. You've learned a lot from it. What would you say to people out there who perhaps aren't volunteers at the moment? How would you encourage them to give it a go?
Oh, I would say definitely give it a bash. Even if you've not got a visual impairment, also there's lots of different charities that don't have to be RNIB Scotland, but feel free, RNIB is the one to be, to want to place. An absolute brilliant charity, and they've done a lot for me. And that's what I say thanks to Jenny and Dan for all the support they've given me. If it wasn't for Jenny and Dan, I wouldn't be at RNIB.
And if you'd like to find out more about volunteering for the charity, do go to rnib.org.uk. You can check out the volunteering opportunities there. You can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or if you've got a smart speaker, just ask it to call RNIB's helpline. For the what then, to Robert and to Daryl, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.